This is New England Public Radio News. The Springfield Catholic Diocese has a new protocol for notifying district attorneys of clergy sexual abuse complaints. As New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, the change comes after a copy of a report could not be found at a DA's office.
Rebecca Koski went to the Northwestern District DA's office in January looking for a report of sexual assault that took place in a church rectory in Northampton. Her father was the victim. She says an assistant DA told her the office didn't have a copy of it.
We have no record of it. And I was like, that's weird. What about Springfield? So I called Springfield and they couldn't find a copy either.
Asked to confirm this, the Hampden County DA's office would only say it's looking into the Koski case. And in Northampton, First Assistant DA Stephen Gagne said in a statement, after a thorough review of its files, the office has no record of receiving this report from the diocese. But the diocese insists it let both district attorneys know about the allegations years ago. A spokesman points to letters dated November 2011 sent to the district attorney's offices. Rebecca Koski doesn't buy it.
This information is not being sent, and my father's case is actual physical proof of that. Had I not gone through what I went through to try to get his intake, I don't know if this would have ever come to light. And that's incredible.
She says her biggest concern is her father's emotional and mental health.
You know, the church, they're the church. They're supposed to represent God on earth. And my father puts his faith in this institution. And someone within their institution hurt him badly.
Koski says her father, who reported separate incidents involving three priests, received $20,000 from the church. For its part, the diocese says it has a new policy. Now, when sending copies of reports of clergy sex abuse to district attorney's offices, the diocese will send them via certified mail. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.